Here's Marcellus Wiley. We haven't caught up with him in a while since post Super Bowl, really, from FS1, and he's got an a book out, the whole nine, and longtime NFLer. We all know who he is. Back on Overdrive. What's up, Marcellus?
Oh, all is great, man. Just a lot of football news, like they're still playing every single week. It's crazy.
Well, what's your read on this Antonio Brown situation?
I mean, they always tell you to listen to your gut, your intuition. They say it's 6 million times faster than cognitive thought. So when you think about something, you're much slower than if you felt it. What I felt from the beginning is that Antonio Brown was on a mission for respect, to level the playing field, to bring notice and attention to some of the wrongdoings he felt in the locker room. Him and Ben Roethlisberger's relationship, in his eyes, seemed to erode it to the point where Juju Smith-Schuster, who was a good receiver, but is no Antonio Brown, had two fewer targets than Antonio Brown. I think Antonio felt that Ben was acting passive-aggressive in some respects, not throwing the ball at certain times, not being as accurate as he could at certain times, and then downright just calling him out at other times. Remember when Ben threw an interception to a D lineman and blamed Antonio for his route running? I think that Antonio wanted to just drop a bomb on that locker room and let everybody know, hey, Ben is the man, we get it, but I'm also maybe the best in my position as well. So I think that's where it all started. Where is it now? I don't think he wants to go anywhere. I think this is a guy who was just crying out for help to get respect, to get attention, to make sure that this organization was put on full notice. But I don't really see him wanting to go anywhere. At the same time, if opportunity presents itself, because he is so far ahead of his skis, he's out there. Everyone knows that he's asked for this trade. He may go through with this, but I think there's a lot of his heart that's still in Pittsburgh in that locker room as long as there's a level playing field.
Apparently he said no to going to Buffalo. Would that be an indictment on the city itself or the football team itself?
That's crazy. I started my career in Buffalo, and I understand some of the issues that players have with it. It's not a fun place in comparison to some other cities. It's on the lower end of the spectrum. We understand that. But they love football. I tell you one thing, man. You're talking about fanfare. You're talking about pandemonium. No greater place to play than in Buffalo. At the same time, he should be used to the inclement weather playing in Pittsburgh. It's no California, so I don't think the weather's the issue. I just think that they're far away from contention in his eyes. And when you're a 31-year-old receiver, the last thing you want to do is kind of start at the bottom in terms of playoff contention and success. So maybe it was more an indictment on them rebuilding more so than just the city and the lack of activity outside the game.
Yeah, I agree with that. And let's be honest, the Bills, they deserve the reputation they have. They've been in the playoffs once this whole century. You know, you're going to take a beating league-wide for that. But, you know, to your point about Antonio Brown and what he might be seeking out here is, you know, by all accounts, he wants to play for a great quarterback in a system that throws the ball with a franchise that's got, you know, a certain winning culture to it.
Dude, you can't.
That's
have
Pittsburgh.
That. Yeah.
But it's Pittsburgh. You know, like, I know it all fell off, but everything we believe he's seeking out in terms of, you know, this new team or whatever football team he wants to play for, it screams the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
It screams it, but if you listen to the echo of that scream, it also points a little at Ben Roethlisberger. Like, Ben is a good dude. I like Ben. Knew him before he even got drafted. Got a chance to meet him in the process and known him all the way through. I would say this, that Antonio is saying, look, Ben, you're the same guy that almost quit and retired on this team. Ben, you're the same guy that when we drafted at your position, you said you wouldn't even mentor the dude. You're not going to help him out. You're the same guy that calls out your star player and receiver when I did my job, but you didn't do your job, but you couldn't jump on that grenade for yourself, but you try to throw it at me. And I think that's where Antonio's coming from. Everyone's saying he's a diva receiver. I wouldn't argue that. But you know what happens when you get paid and you're that successful? You start to speak your authentic voice. And what he's saying is, you're not on a higher level than me. You may think you are, you may be, because you got the two Super Bowls, I get it. I'm not going to argue that, but in terms of success, in terms of impact, I am just as important to this team as you are. And whether he's right or wrong, I think he's just demanding that respect. And Ben has crossed the line in several ways to show that there is a pecking order. And maybe Antonio disagrees with that. And I think that's where really all of these issues are coming from. Two guys, and remember, a receiver has to have his quarterback on the same page with him. He's so dependent on that quarterback and that relationship. And as he said, Ben has an owner's mentality. He doesn't trust Ben as actually being respectful to him. So I think that's where all these issues are. It takes two beers, guys, and a bucket of wings, and these guys can easily solve these problems. But so far, they haven't gotten to that place yet.
With Marcellus Wiley, so what do you make of this report? We believe it's going to be locked in based on what happened today. The Jaguars are shedding money any which way they can. They're clearing space, and everyone believes it's going to be Nick Foles' time down there in Jacksonville. How do you feel about the Jags' chances of getting back to that 13-3 type of production with Nick Foles as their quarterback?
Oh, I love it. Remember, this is a roster that a couple years ago had the lead and should have won that game against the Patriots AFC Championship game, but got too conservative in their second-half nature. But this is a team that has the players, especially if Leonard Fournette can stay healthy. You talk about the running game. You talk about now Nick Foles and the energy he brings at that position and how he inspires others to play above their heads. You saw that quarterback situation in Jacksonville. That defense has the personnel. They can go out there and play their game. I was looking at their numbers from last year. I think it was the first three games. They lost all by like a field goal, a few points. And then they played Dallas. And once they played Dallas, the wheels fell off. And then after that, it started to spiral out of control because they were out of contention. But this is a team that really has a lot of star power and a lot of good players. So you fix that quarterback position, you got something special there.
Before we get you out of here, we got to ask you about what's up with LeBron and the Lakers in L.A. I know you're a big Clippers guy, but, you know, and they laid a beating on him earlier this week. And the Lakers, they're done now. And now LeBron, you know, minute restrictions. He's not going to play back-to-back. They're basically tanking. They've thrown in the towel. But what was up with L.A. and the Staples Center in general to just a completely subdued reaction to LeBron passing Michael Jordan all-time in points? Like, that just fell on deaf ears, man. It didn't seem like there was any energy in that building.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of it was a miss. One, they realized that they're out of playoff contention, so that's tough to swallow. Two, they realized even though we have the best player in the world and we won 35 games last year, we're going to struggle to win 35 games this year. So that's tough to swallow. And then you're losing to your three-way series, crosstown rivals in the Clippers. That's tough to swallow. But more importantly, I just think it's a team that really got dropped on their head in terms of expectations. They were a 35-win team with a young core. And if someone says we're going to give you a cherry on top called LeBron James, you're thinking 10 to 20 extra wins. This team may be lucky if they get 5 extra wins, if that. So I think it was just those realizations and then the visuals. LeBron is passing Jordan, and they're showing a video of LeBron in the Cleveland jersey and in the Miami Heat jersey against a guy who played in Chicago and with the Wizards. None of that hit home for L.A. They're just sitting there like, okay, that guy from that team who made all those points is now here, but we don't feel that impact. So I think it was just so distant in terms of his impact on his franchise, because what they're feeling right now is actually frustration. They don't know which way is up. To have LeBron and to not play better, they don't have an easy answer to that. And what you saw or what you didn't hear was the frustration from that reality.
You just keep your hands off Kawhi, buddy. He's staying here in Toronto.
Oh, we got it.
No.
Not happening.
Just mind your own business,
he's
all right?
He's feeling it up here. Load management, man.
He loves the weather, too.
The loads have been managed,
man,
up here.
I hear a lot of stuff, guys, and someone told me, and I trust him, we'll see if he's right. He said, we are 100% sure we got Kawhi. And we're 51% sure we got KD in terms of the Clippers. So I don't know about the Kawhi.
We got a bad connection here, buddy. Yeah. We got to go.
I'm not buying it, man. Tell Steve Ballmer to stop telling, spreading rumors, because it's not true, man. Yeah. Ballmer's not going to get the job done. It's not going to happen.
Oh, man, he has too much money to stop.
That's right.
The problem, man.
No, that's true, man. Always great catching up with you. We'll do it again down the road. Right. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care, brother.
There's Marcellus Wiley.
100%
on Kawhi.
51 on KD.